Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
But having my life captured on a microphone for the past 3 years became challenging, which has led me to this decision. I want to tell you what happened.
This is it. Almost at the end of the line. Either we make our stand here or we rappel across and leave Paul to face the music.
Financially, operationally, structurally, visioning, there's probably never been a better year to report on for CVG than 2017.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with the podcasts we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. Chances are you, or someone you know, could be described as a millennial. It's a blanket term for a generation with a whole lot of different connotations. But what does it mean to be part of this group of people? Millennial is a podcast for anyone with this question, not just millennials. Host and creator Megan Tan leads listeners on a coming-of-age journey that she herself has embarked on. Already in the third season of the show, Tan explores the ups and downs of life as a young adult in today's society. With compelling stories of failure and triumph, Millennial puts meaning to one of the most overused but least understood words of our day. Recorded from Tan's small bedroom closet in Portland, Maine, the show has already gained recognition from many different media outlets, including The Atlantic, The Huffington Post, and AV Club. Recently, Tan was listed on Refinery 29's 29 Under 30 Powerhouses, poised to change the world. But of course, Millennial doesn't pretend to have all of the answers. Think of it more as a travel log than a guidebook. Here's a sample from the last episode of the third season of Millennial titled Saying Goodbye. Megan examines the processes and emotions of parting with a significant part of her life. She's leaving her childhood home for the last time, and a for sale sign sits in the front yard. But in addition to that, she's leaving her show behind. In the last episode of Millennial series, Megan grapples with the experience of coming to terms with the end of an era in her life. Here in this clip, she looks at what the show meant to her and what she'll remember and what it did for her.
The show has been there for me through thick and thin. It got me a job in public radio.
Like, what we really were impressed with you is that, like, you didn't answer the questions of, like, what kinds of stories would you bring? Like, literally, you were like, well, these are the types of stories I'm drawn to.
Going to work.
Sunny skies with highs from 80 to the mid-80s.
And it gave me the confidence to dream a bigger dream.
The more I've talked to people, the more I am just like, I want to do Millennial full time, you know, and just like see if it works. So now I'm just like telling everybody this is what I'm doing, so I do it.
And then Millennial found its home in the podcast world.
This is a real thing. This is a real thing. This is real.
It's a very strong show. You're working hard on your own. You're exactly the kind of producer we want to support.
And it reached more people with every episode.
You wrote me this really great long letter. I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah, I remember. I can't remember if I overshared, though.
Hey, Megan, my name's Anella. I'm 19 years old.
Hi, Millennial. My name's Maddie from Nebraska.
Hi, Megan. My name is Isabella, and I'm recording this in Melbourne, Australia.
Millennial took me all over the world.
Our flight time today is 51 minutes. 51 minutes to get to Cuba.
What does this say?
So it says, Vigilancia Revolucionaria Tarea Permanente, El CDR.
And then it says, Fidel is among us. Happy birthday, Fidel.
I talked about the show in classrooms and conferences, on stages with bright lights. Millennial became my life. a part of my every day, and a part of my every night.
It is 10:30 at night. I released an episode of Millennial, and I'm just tired.
But having my life captured on a microphone for the past 3 years became challenging, which has led me to this decision. I want to tell you what happened. But first, one last break.
A sample from a crash course on millennials with host Megan Tan. You can follow the full story from start to finish and hear more about the experiences of the millennials in your life through the eyes of Megan on the Millennial Podcast, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Next up is a recent addition to the Podcast Central Library here at WVXU. It's called The Walk, and it's a first-hand podcast experience unlike anything you've probably ever had. In The Walk, you, the listener, are the main character of the story, and through some unfortunate circumstances, you've somehow ended up with the responsibility of transporting a package of vital importance to Edinburgh, Scotland. Each episode adds new dimensions to your mission as you embark on your journey, meeting new characters, encountering dangerous obstacles, and just trying to stay alive. You aren't in control, but you're fully immersed in the story as you're tasked with deciding who you can trust and who you can't. It's a fun and inventive way to experience a podcast. Here's a sample from a recent episode of The Walk called Wolves. In this episode, you and your ragtag bag of travelers are now being pursued on your journey by a pack of ravenous wolves. This clip is from one of the perilous wolf chase scenes in the episode.
Yeah, this is great. Just completely fantastic. Just take this box to Edinburgh, the professor said. Look after it, he said. I'll put in a good word for you with Soleil, my brilliant daughter, he said. Oh, you might have to walk, but you like a country ramble, don't you, Lawrence? Didn't mention the bloodthirsty wolves at our else, did he? Or the ruthless men with guns, or the terrorist bombs, and various other explosions and people shooting at me. Oh no, nice holiday, he said. You'll enjoy it.
Reconsidering your decision.
Reconsidering my whole life, Stanton.
See that?
What? Something past that ravine?
I'm talking about the ravine. Clever little beasts, those wolves. They're chasing us into a dead end. We badly need some shelter. A defensible location and we could pick them off. Paul, any ideas?
One idea. I'm in no shape to cross the ravine. But I've got my climbing gear. You could cross.
Not enough time. The wolves will be on us as we set up.
Not if I wait here. They target the weakest.
No, we can't. We can't just leave you. We got you into this whole stupid situation. We can't just...
We'll go up this rock face, then we'll decide. Oh. This is it. Almost at the end of the line. Either we make our stand here or we rappel across and leave Paul to face the music.
Nice music.
A sample from The Walk from podcast company Panoply. Embark on your very own epic adventure across Scotland with The Walk right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local podcast this week gives you a glimpse into the world of local politics. The business of City Hall allows listeners a chance to hear from both current and prospective candidates for local office about how the work they do affects the communities they work for. Host Brendan Call goes beyond the typical candidate questionnaire questions to get at real issues of how the different local office positions affect Cincinnati businesses, health, and safety, among many other things. The discussions are laid back and informal, giving you a true-to-life account of the candidates that could be shaping your future. Here's a sample from the first episode of the second season of The Business of City Hall, featuring Kenton County Judge Executive Chris Knockelman. Brendan has branched the show outside of Cincinnati this season, examining roles beyond the position of city councilperson. Here, Brendan and Chris discuss the future of the CVG airport and Chris's role in creating policy around a regional landmark of that size.
So the Southwest deal comes together. That was a highlight in the last 4 years.
Yep.
That press conference was just kind of one of the great notes to kicking off 2017.
Well, yep.
And it seems like things have just kind of accelerated from there.
Yes.
What do you see as where the airport goes over the next couple of years?
One of them, it's part of this looking back thing. The important part is that it has to be the culture and the pride that people have in CVG has to be there. And I think that the Cincinnati business community, we know that was key in helping bring Southwest. You've got to have confidence and you've got to have pride. You've got to have vision. And that's, I think, is part of the new structure and is part of giving the region the confidence to say, you know what, it's pretty much we're past the days of saying, why isn't CVG this? Why isn't it this? The economy is different. The structures are different, and it's settled in as to be, you know, if it's going to be successful, this is the model that will work in the long run. In terms of looking out to the future, I think that I just happened to have a board member discussion about this just yesterday, and I said it's probably unprecedented. We had a board meeting Monday that showed financially, operationally, structurally, visioning. There's probably never been a better year to report on for CVG than 2017.
Yeah.
But I challenged the question I had of the board member. I said, with all that being as great as it is, my question is, what are those little nooks and crannies that we're missing? What are the, you look at it's a SWOT analysis, right? What are the threats? And they're looking at those. So to say, what can hinder CVG's operation that would hurt then the economy of the region? We've got to be really broad-eyed on this, right, and make sure we're not missing things and making sure that we don't get, lazy in thinking that, hey, let's just ride this train. Challenge. Let's just think about it. What if everything were falling apart? What would we do, and how would we be ready to react to that? If you had some, and let's list those, and we don't want to focus on that, but you got to prepare for the worst. But I think that the message is that it's unprecedented. The emplanements, the amount of cities, it's just the cost of airfare. Delta's now adding flights back, and their average tickets. Competition has done wonders. Their continued success is critical, and I think that the airport staff and Candace in particular know that it's all about ROI. The airlines are not going to come here and with add flights if we don't support them and if they can't make money.
Right.
They've got to do that. We expect them because most of us probably own stock in different parts of those companies. And if you have that mutual relationship that says, hey, we want to grow, we want you to grow, and that's we can do that together, that's the message of CVG.
A snippet from the podcast, The Business of City Hall, from the Cincinnati Regional Chamber. Host Brendan Call takes you in-depth into the minds of some of your region's foremost leaders on the Business of City Hall podcast, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. And as we wrap up this episode, let's take a look at some recent number ones on the Apple Podcast Charts via iTunescharts.net. Two recent number ones are worth noting. First, from the ladies of the Skim blog and newsletter, the podcast Skimmed from the Couch is a podcast about women entrepreneurs interviewed, you guessed it, from the couch. Brand new episodes drop every Wednesday. Also recently hitting number one is the podcast A Very Fatal Murder. With crime podcasts so popular, the creative writers at The Onion decided it's time to parody crime series like Serial. A Very Fatal Murder is an 8-part miniseries with the episodes coming bite-sized at about 10 minutes each. Skimmed from the Couch and A Very Fatal Murder, recent number ones on the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.